Hello, I am Susan Young. I am the Chair Pro Tem of the Management Selection and Review Committee of the KPFT, and we are convening. My kitty cat is knocking off the film, but anyway, we are convening the March 6th meeting of the Management Selection and Review Committee, and it is currently 6:06 on March 6th. So I am also the secretary pro tem. So I will take the role for those who have been on the, who are at the organizing meeting and, are therefore voting members. I will ask for at least one excused absence and will recognize others who are attending. So hang on a minute. So, Teresa Allen.
Present.
Adriana Casanave.
Mason.
Joseph Davis.
Joseph Davis is here. Thank you.
Robert Gartner. Okay, not here yet. Rob Lee. Not here yet. Cheryl Lynn.
Present.
Sean Kelly McPherson.
I am present in spirit.
Okay, you're present in Zoom. That's good enough, okay? Rob.
Put that glass
sorry.
Down.
Marianne Martinez is no longer a delegate, and we'll be dealing with that next week. Tori Mercer. I don't see Tori. Stuart Nance.
Present.
Okay. Richard Uzzell.
Present.
Susan Young. Present. Frank Pratka, who had
present.
Requested. Yeah,
present.
Great. Exactly. Wonderful. Requested an excused absence last week, and we will recognize that in the minutes. Glad that you're here. Jane Scheidler, who
present.
We did. Great. Excellent. And, let me mention that Andrea Riley, who is a new member of the board, has requested an excused absence. She is with Metro and she is helping to manage the rodeo, back and forth. So she cannot be here. So I'm going to ask, is there an acceptance of her request for an excused absence?
Yeah.
No objection?
Sure. Yeah.
No objection. Nope. Great. And new to us right now, I think Lyndon, were you at the first meeting? I don't think so.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, great. So we're recognizing you now. And who is 0187?
That's David Britton.
David, great. Okay, so Lyndon and David. And Colin user number one. Serene, is that you?
I am here.
Excellent. So I introduced everyone.
How I show up.
Yeah, great. I let everybody know that Serene Roberts, who is a national board director representing WBAI as a listener member, will be listening in on the call. Okay, I have taken the role. The first thing I would like to ask is we have at least one person with whom I wish to confirm contact information. And that is, I hope that Robert Gartner comes on because he has not confirmed that yet. But Joseph, you haven't replied to me. Let me confirm that your email address that is on our KPFT listener serve is joseph.kpft@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That is exactly correct. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay. So the next item up is agenda. So the agenda that I forwarded is convene, roll call, confirming contact information, approve agenda, minutes, elect chair and secretary, discussion regarding committee work plan, meeting schedule, next meeting. Are there any objections to that agenda?
No.
Hearing none, we're moving forward. The minutes, I've sent out the minutes to everybody in advance of this meeting. Is there, and I added the correction in that Frank Pratka had requested an excused absence, so I noted that in the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Richard, is there any objection to the minutes as distributed? Hearing none, they're approved. Elect chair and secretary.
My name was corrected. Thank you. Yes, it was Adriana.
It was I-A-N-A, right? Is that the correction that was needed?
Yes. Yes.
It was in your first name. Great. Okay. Yes, I corrected that, but always appreciate your careful review and thank you. Okay. Elect chair and secretary. Are there nominations for committee chair?
I nominate Susan Young. I get to be first.
I accept the nomination. Are there other nominations? Are there volunteers? Going once, going twice. My understanding is that in committee, if there is only one nominee and there are not other nominees, it is possible to elect to that office by acclamation. Joseph, you're our guru. What do you advise?
To be perfectly honest, I don't know that particular reference. I want to tell you something I don't know, but I certainly have no objection. I think it's a good idea.
Okay, great. Is there?
I move we accept the nomination by acclamation.
Okay. Is there any objection? Hearing none. Lucky me. I'm your chair. Are there nominees for committee secretary?
I'll nominate Teresa Allen.
Teresa, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I'll accept.
Are there other nominations?
Joseph?
Joseph?
I'd like to nominate you. So a lot of times when I'm chairing a committee, I like to do the secretary myself. And it's a matter of if you want to do it. I'm just saying I might suggest that. That's all. Thank you.
Joseph, thank you very much. I appreciate the confidence. I would really love to have the help. And so if Teresa or someone else is willing to serve as the secretary, that would be very helpful. Is there anyone else? So may I have again a motion to accept the nomination of Teresa Allen to serve as secretary and election by acclamation?
Moved.
Is there any objection? Hearing none. Teresa, you be the secretary. Lucky you.
Okay. So do you want me to pick it up here or do you want to finish from this meeting?
I would love it if you'd pick it up, but I'm going to type up some notes afterwards and send them to you as well, which would be great.
Okay.
The next item I have up is discussion about the committee work plan. And so, let me just say that my understanding of what the role of this personnel committee, I mean, each local station board is organized differently and has different kinds of committee structures. What our management selection and review committee has been the place where tasks are handled, one, to evaluate the general manager. We would also evaluate the PD if there were one. And that was done previously in 2015, and then last year. We just finished last year. So we do not have a GM evaluation coming up in the near future. My understanding is that also our committee is where, when there is a search for a GM and or a PD, that this committee supports the LSB in conducting its bylaws stipulated function of coming up with a pool of candidates from whom the ED may select. Again, we don't have an indication at this moment that we're at the ready to initiate a search. And my thought about that is that it's really a matter of budget. We currently have a volunteer GM. And if we were to post the job, we would need to, if we wanted to have a broader pool of people than those who were working, willing to work as volunteers, we would need to be able to post a salary and benefits. And to do that, we need to understand what our budget situation is. Also, that would need to happen hand in glove with the executive director, as the job description is the responsibility of the executive director. And she also is the person who has the final choice over the GM selection. So at this moment, I'm not sure what our immediate tasks are. Are there questions and thoughts?
Oh. Teresa here.
Teresa.
Ignore that other phone. Yeah, I think in time past, and it's been such a very, very long time, this committee was also the committee that evaluated the program director.
Right.
And conducted search for that also.
Yes.
Are you asking for a suggestion as to, like, just point blank, where are we going from here?
Yeah, I think what, I guess sort of a gut feeling that I have is we should convene when one of those tasks is ready to be addressed.
Okay.
And I guess a thought that I have is that, and maybe people know that those activities are ready to address and I don't, but I would suggest that we give ourselves a meeting that sometime in the future and convene, in advance of that if one of these issues comes up. Adriana, your hand's up.
Yes, Madam Chair, I have two questions. First of all, I didn't understand we make an evaluation of the interim general manager last year. You remember?
Yes.
No, okay.
Yes.
Why we are not doing one this year?
We will, but I imagine it should happen later than 3 months after the last one was done.
Oh, I understand that part, but I understand that before we need to do a lot of work, like defining how that evaluation, because last year obviously was, in my view, was a poor one. And we said that we can't have a better way to evaluate. And I hope that this committee can do that. And something else, I believe that we can work in a job description for example, the program director, even if we don't have one now, but in the moment that happened, if we have a job description that we think that will be valuable, when we have the option, we have that ready. I believe that
Teresa?
That is something that this committee can do in advance.
So, Teresa, your hand's up.
Yeah. I think I have a motion. I think that, like, whereas the purpose of the MSRC, at least in the past, is to conduct the evaluation of the general manager and the PD and search for general manager and PD as needed. So I move that our next meeting be June 5th of 2024. And unless an earlier meeting becomes necessary, and let's say call by four MSRC meetings or by the chair. So that's my motion. and I'll send it to you, Madam Chair, and you can send it to, if you have the list of everybody, you can send it to them now so we can discuss it. And I'm ready to motivate.
Okay. No second is needed in a committee meeting. Go ahead, Teresa, and motivate, and then hands up for comments and questions.
Okay. I just think that we need to have enough money to pay somebody before we do a search. So I think that as chair of the PNB, maybe you need to have a conversation with the executive director and determine what she thinks about when we can start a search. So I'm thinking we don't need to deal. I don't want to micromanage. So we have someone doing the program directing right now, part time. And we can't really afford that position either. So I think that we ought to kind of regroup, get some information from the ED. Don't know how long Sandy is considering continuing as is, but maybe that conversation needs to happen between the ED and him also. So I'm thinking we don't need to do anything for the next 3 months, I think.
So your motion that you have motivated is basically that we convene again June 5th, 6 p.m. That's the first Wednesday in June, unless there is reason to do so earlier. And that would be called either by the chair or by four members of the committee if the chair hasn't done it.
Yeah.
Are there more people who wish to speak to the motion? Adriana.
I want to modify that because we voted already last month to have meetings the first Monday of every month. And like I said before, we have a lot of work to do because if not, like always, we rush in the last minute and we come up with something that is not even a good one. We have a lot of work to do if we want to create a job description and if we want to create really an evaluation that makes sense. If not, like always, we are running behind and we never have anything prepared. And we vote last month to have meetings the first meeting of the month. It's first Monday of the month. I'm sorry.
Okay, so you're speaking against the motion. Teresa, you've got your
modify,
hand up again.
No. I want to modify her motion saying just the opposite, that we need to meet every month.
So you're making an amendment to the motion or a substitute motion, correct?
An amendment.
Okay, so your amendment to the motion is to meet monthly. Is that correct?
Exactly.
And does it go to the question of Wednesday or Monday or just monthly?
Like we approved last month, we decided to meet the first Monday of the month.
I understand. We decided to meet, and as I informed everybody, we had a really inadequate secretary pro tem, and the wrong date got noticed. So I asked that everybody, if we were okay to continue with this meeting, we would convene. So your motion, your amendment, I think, or your substitute motion is to meet once a month, first Monday of the month. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yes.
I can't raise my hand, but I wish to speak.
Yes. Go ahead, Mac.
That's not an amendment. That does not amend the prior motion. I understand that the member is opposed to the pending motion, but that's not an amendment. I call the question, and if the motion does not pass, then I guess we can revisit it. But the motion on the floor is to meet on June 5th, absent any other exigent circumstances.
Thank you for the clarification. I think you have stated the situation better than I have. I appreciate it. And so we'll go ahead to the vote. If you're Joseph. Joseph and then Teresa.
Yeah.
I have a point of information. Okay, I'm sorry.
Hold on a minute, Joseph. Teresa has a point of information. What's your point?
I just was looking at the minutes and I've lost them. And was that in the minutes that we approved meeting every month on the first Monday?
No, it was not. No, it was not. I wrote the minutes. We approved meeting this Monday, and I screwed that up, and we're meeting today instead. Okay. Joseph, Cheryl hasn't had her hand up before. Do you mind if I ask her first?
That's fine.
Cheryl?
We had originally talked about meeting on Mondays, and I would like, I don't know the proper format, but if this could be amended, I don't want to meet on Wednesdays. I would like to go back to what we discussed and meet on Mondays. No matter, I don't care the frequency.
I'll come back to that in a minute. Joseph, what's your comment?
Oh, my comment is Robert's Rules of Orders. There's nothing wrong with amending what Adriana said. It's just an amendment. You could, however you want to word it, but amend it by substitution, or just amend by saying, instead of in 3 months, you're saying meet monthly. It's still just an ordinary amendment. That's something Mac will get used to. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to go with, two things. First, having the next meeting be, sometime the first week in June. So I'm going to ask us to vote on that, and then I'm going to come back to Wednesday, and if that fails, it'll be Monday. So I'm going down the list of people to vote. Yes, you are supporting meeting in June. No, you are supporting meeting more. We go back to the question more frequently. Stuart.
Yes. Just to clarify, Susan, Teresa's motion had some provision that you could call a meeting sooner or that four members of the committee could call a meeting sooner. Is that still part of what you're proposing, or are you only proposing the date?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Joseph.
Just wanted to mention that the ability of anyone to call a meeting, but you proposed, it's already part of Robert's Rules of Order anyway, so you don't need to have the extra burden of adding that into the motion. It's built in.
Thank you, Joseph. That's very helpful. If we don't have to keep that language in, makes it easier for the secretary and for me. Teresa, have you got your hand up?
Yes, I would. Well, I think we do need to be clear. I don't want just one person saying, okay, well, we need to have a meeting. So I'm thinking either the chair, if you have information from the executive director and it needs to be addressed immediately, or I think four, maybe three, but I think it would be better that four, because I think we tend to kind of like micromanage if we get the chance. So I don't think.
So your original was four. So let's leave it at that, and we'll leave it in because I understand that Joseph is probably correct, but we would like it to be clear in terms of the will of this committee. Jane, and then Joseph, and then Adriana.
I would like to propose that any one person can request a meeting, provided they give a reason that they have something concrete that they want. No, okay. I retract it. Thanks, Mom.
Joseph?
I was just going to say, what Robert's rule says happens automatically is the chair can call for a meeting, or any three members. So if you want to do four, you will have to write it up. That's not Robert's rules. If you want to do three, you don't have to do anything. It's up to you.
Excellent. So four is a part of the motion. Adriana.
I totally disagree with the number four because I think that they have an ulterior motive there. And we all know here, we are not, so naive. Right? Three is the bylaw. Three is in global rule of order. I don't know why it's excessive control, I believe. I think that three will be enough. If three of us want a meeting, the other, all the rest that have the majority cannot give us quorum, and that's it. I mean, you don't need to be controlling till that point. I think that three is the number that we ever use. Three is in global rule of orders. I think four is just trying to show that you have total control and you can shut up the rest of the people. But that is my take.
Okay, so we are ready to vote then. If you vote yes, you're voting for our to meet next, the first week in June, and that or earlier as called either by the committee chair or four members of the committee. So I'm going to go through, or Teresa, do you have the list? Can you take the vote?
I have a list, but I want to clarify, because David Britton is new to this meeting. Are we counting membership on this committee from this meeting or from the last
meeting? I think it has to be the last meeting. Lyndon and David are not voting members of this committee as yet. They have to establish voting membership.
What about Cheryl Lynn?
Cheryl was in the first.
Okay. And then, and Frank Pratka?
Yes, he was.
Okay. All right. So,
and he requested excused absence and so did Jay.
Okay. So, Alan says yes for June, or sooner if needed. Sinave?
They know to the contract.
Okay. Davis?
How about no, thank you.
Okay. And Gartner, is Gartner here? No. Okay. Lee is not here. Lynn?
I'm gonna pass for now.
Yes or no? Pass, okay. McPherson? Sean? Mac?
Sorry, yes.
Okay, thank you. Tori Mercer is not here, I believe. Stuart Nance?
Yes.
Thank you. Frank Pratka?
Yes.
Thank you. Zecora Riley's not here. Scheidler?
Yes.
Thank you. Uzel?
Yes.
And Young? Oh,
yes.
Madam Chair. Okay. Is there anyone who's here that, whose name I didn't call? Okay. So the vote is one, two. Oh, back to Lynn.
I vote yes.
Yes. Lynn votes yes. Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Eight yes. One, two. I see two no. Eight yes, two no.
Okay, so that motion succeeds. I'd like to do something a little unconventional, and I'd like for people, if you prefer Monday, to raise your hands. Okay, so I see Scheidler, Cheryl, Davis, Casanave, Pratka. Okay.
I'm on my phone. I'm sorry. I do not know how to raise my hand.
Sure.
But yeah.
You prefer Monday?
Yes, please.
Okay. So I believe, and Richard also, how many people prefer Wednesday?
I prefer Wednesday, but, I just have a problem. I have an ongoing commitment on Monday. So, I'm just hoping we don't come to a point where we're meeting every Monday.
Oh no.
So there, if there is no objection, the meeting in the first week of June will be Monday. And I believe that is June 3rd.
June 3rd. All right.
Is there additional business? Is there a motion to adjourn? Jane moves to adjourn. Is there any objection? Meeting's adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you for sharing, Susan.
Love you all. Take care.